Blog Talk Radio.
Daniel Clark Network Radio, good evening. Hey, Redskins kicking butt today, how about that? Where are you Dallas fans out? Beautiful evening, beautiful Sunday evening. We're here and we're going to kick it off like this. Hey, this is for the Jaguars.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daniel Claude Network Radio. Hey, we're going to see if we can get my co-host on the line here. And don't you guys be hating. Because the Redskins making that move. Daniel Clark Network Radio. Call was not answered. Let's see what's the problem here. In the meantime, we're going to keep a little music moving on up here. Beautiful song.
How about that, man? I'm
sitting here enjoying this. You know, the Redskins finally whooping some butt.
Yeah, I'm noticing. I'm in transition, so I don't have a team yet.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, I was
well,
in
you,
Ohio,
you...
but now I'm in Texas, so I guess I'm gonna have to go with the Texas teams.
Well, you know, I don't know about that now, brother. I mean, you can. There's some red and gold down there.
Burgundy and gold.
It's some burgundy and gold down in Texas. Matter of fact, there's a lot of it here.
I know, but it's a lot of red and blue down here that I'm in the same house with.
Are you in the same house?
I don't want everybody looking at me like you just got here, my friend. Don't make us mad at you.
What you say?
I gotta chill till at least I make friends with everybody.
How about that? So how you been, my brother?
Oh, I've been In transition, like I said, man, I'm trying to put something together. We're working on this video, what do you call it, reality TV show. Trying
okay.
to put a palette together down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be down here for probably at least a year.
Okay, okay.
And I might like it down here. You know, the food is great. People are
uh-huh.
friendly. So it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully I get to see you soon down in that area. We're still pushing the buttons here. Still trying to make things happen and move forward with our movement. So everything's going well, as can be expected from black folks.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always reachable. Because I think you got a program that all of us as a people should be interested in. You know, we got these kids out here, man, that don't have no guidance, don't know the way. And we are blaming them for things we should be looking at. Because we, you know, we never told these kids the truth.
Right.
And that's going to be hard because we come up in a condition where we had to survive, and these kids, you know, going through some changes that they don't understand because they're living in a world that is dysfunctional for them. You know, they don't have nothing to do but the drugs and what have you.
Right, right.
And it's a shame, you know, because we don't get the proper education for our kids, and we sit back and look at them like they've been ones bringing the boats and the drugs over here, flying the planes and getting it to our neighborhoods, and they're not. I mean, if you're going to get these drugs in here to these kids, what do you expect from them?
Right, right.
But anyway, right. You know, I'm here to do what I can, sir, to straighten it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, man. And you know, for those that's not, you know, in the drugs and all of that kind of stuff, you know, for those that have been educated, a lot of them is being indoctrinated. So
that's true, too.
Get that education and not do anything with it. I mean, each one teach one. I'm going to put it on the website. I had the opportunity to start training 100% service-connected veteran along with a black female that had retired and needed some extra funds. So I've got them in an internship program where we've starting to train them now, and they are already already making some progress and made a little change at the end. So each one teach one, and I'm having a really hard time trying to get individuals to understand that concept, but we have to get into our community and start training individuals from where they're at. You know, that's the only way that this thing happens, from where they're at. You can't expect them to get to a certain place for you to get to them. You're going to have to start right there where they are and start dealing with them mentally, physically, and on my side, technically. So I've got meetings tomorrow, meeting with several organizations for that discussion, and hopefully we can, you know, there's a lot of government buildings sitting around Richmond, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, D.C., all over the United States. There's a lot of buildings just sitting there doing nothing. Why can't we utilize those things and get people to start training individuals in the community in real life skills where they can go out and go to work? I'm not talking about something fictitious. I'm talking about real life skills, electrical, structured cabling. I mean, they're still going all over the United States right now installing fiber optic cable because that's where the trend is going. And we're not getting none of that work. And before you know it, it's all going to be gone. And we as black contractors, not getting any of it, you know.
Right, right.
So
well,
we
all
want...
I can do is give you my moral support because
right.
I believe in what you're trying to do. I mean, being a musician, that's what I know, you know, which is, well, you know, that's a feel. But also I know a lot of people in this business that I can hopefully at one point get them to make some contributions. If it ain't nothing but lending their voice to saying, hey, man, this is a thing to do. Training and all that kind of stuff, that's on you. I believe you, and as a matter of fact, I really appreciate the fact that you are taking this time out for this generation, these kids, because, you know, for some reason, I just don't trust with the schools. You know, these kids are our most precious resource. Why aren't we letting these schools, we putting the schools, what am I trying to say? We are putting our children in the hands of people that haven't really shown no love for us from day one. You know, I mean, yeah, we get some education, some of us get through, but for some reason, most of us don't. I mean, there's kids running around here with education, don't have jobs.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh, yes. And,
you know,
and it's not by incident. I mean, it is by design. So
right.
We have to get in here and make some things happen that is going to come back into our community. And, hey, if you're looking out for everybody that's in your house, I mean, brother, I respect you. You are making sure that the grandkids and the kids and everybody have that, you know, that way to move through this system. So you're creating and doing things so that they can maneuver. What if everybody was like that? And what if we treated each other like that so that we all could get together and look at that one common goal is that we want to build communities, not neighborhoods, because there's a difference in a community and a neighborhood, but we could build communities where we have our own jobs, where we have our own education system. And even before these kids get to the public system, they've already been trained to understand what it is that they're facing and why they are facing it.
Yes, and I agree with that because we have a history that we don't know. You know, we have to teach our children, our history. And I've been doing research into this, and I find out that it's quite different from the fact that one, Abraham and Moses. You know, Moses was trained in all the ways of the Egyptians. So he had went to the schools there. He knew that they had a law against killing. He said they didn't have to wait till God come down out of no sky and some old burning bush and talking about here's the Ten Commandments. Because if it was a commandment, you wouldn't have free will.
Right.
You know, that's a bunch of crap that has been put on us, and we have accepted that as a reality, and we don't take the time to look and, you know, kick the tires before we accept something that's true. But over the hundreds of years of indoctrination, we have accepted it, and we don't want to see it no other way. Our problem is not white folks necessarily, it's our own.
You know,
I have a big problem with the church about that because the church is talking about some life in the hereafter, and our children are dying in the streets today, all over the world, all over the diaspora. Why are them kids over there starving in Africa? And Africa is really the richest piece of real estate on the planet.
Right.
And that was given to us by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I applaud you, sir. That's what I, you know. And I'm not an educated man. I got an 8th grade education.
Right.
But I'm
right.
Self-taught.
Yeah. And you know, as we talked about education, it's different than being educated and indoctrinated. And most of the individuals that come through that system is truly indoctrinated. You have a very few that come out and feel like they have any responsibility. It is their responsibility. It is their obligation to reach back, and not if not in some other family, at least in your own family, it is your responsibility and your obligation to reach back to see what you could do if you can grab somebody out of that family and put them in a position where they can get to a certain place in their life as well. It is our obligation as a black man and as a black woman, everyone in that house and in that household, it is an obligation that once you get to a certain point, your sister, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your nieces, your nephews, it is an obligation that you reach back.
Exactly.
And
that's
make
why
sure.
That's why I got a big problem with the church. You know, the preacher got a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's got a place to sit and talk with people. I mean, he's making a good salary. How come he's not destroyed? You know, teach me about my salvation. Talk about my liberation. I don't need you to tell me about what's going to happen after I'm dead. Because
right.
I don't believe you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, God told me this and God told me that. I get real crazy then.
Right.
I haven't been on my knees and prayed, but I know that nobody hear my prayers but me. I don't get up off my behind and do something for myself. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for me.
Yeah.
I believe
that,
you know, your body is your temple.
Right.
You are the God within. You are the God you're searching for. All you got to do is stop acting the fool and act like it.
Yep. For real. Pull them
God,
up.
God has made me healthy and strong to do for myself.
Right.
But
right.
Because we have been indoctrinated, and I understand that. But it's time we start waking up and saying, hey, man, this don't make sense with reality.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we die and go to heaven, but can you verify that as a fact?
Right, right.
No, you can't.
Well, you know, when you live
teach
in
me
a
how to
that...
get the roaches out of my kitchen and the rats out of my basement, then I'll come pay my tithes to your church.
Right. Right,
you know,
when you live in a world that everything, and when I say everything is questionable, you know. So
yeah.
Everything is questionable. I mean, you know, to treat a person as a human being, all is created equal. But when you look and see all the destruction and things that they've been doing against us as a race of people, and if that's questionable, then everything that they've done is questionable.
Exactly.
You know, so how can I believe in you if you've screwed me in 9 different ways? How can I believe anything that
yes.
you say or anything
yes.
that you do? And if we look... I mean, all of these things that's popping up in our community, we know exactly. No one wants to talk about it, but we know exactly what the situation is. And until we, as black men and as black women, until we change the way that we do business, and as long as it's business as usual, then every dime that comes into our community, it goes out of the community and it don't come back. And as a result of that, this is what we've gotten. Hey, my brother, I'm going to take a little break here. You're listening to Daniel Clark Network Radio, Brother Marsha Jones, the Ohio Players. My partner on the line, we are checking out the Redskins today, and they are doing excellent, Marshall. So you better think about that.
Well, I hope you win there, my friend.
You got to think about that.
I'm down here in Texas. I'm surrounded by a lot of Longhorns. So I have to be careful about who I vote for or holler for down here.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
Go ahead and take your break. Let's talk.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break here. This is Jaheim, Fabulous.
got back, did a little bit. Now we hardy, fucky, tough, do-ragging Tim's. Kinda hard to get a job back out on the block.
Charge that to the game.
Young girl, she grew up in a rush. Had it bad, no doubt, she don't know who to trust. Every man she ever loved, only wanna crush.
Charge that to the game.
But it's all crazy. Hey,
baby,
she was a dime, so naive that she believed every single lie. 17, first time, slipped up, about to have a child.
Charge
was just us in my single parent home. She did the best she could, did it all alone. Met a man, but he won't raise a child that's not his own. No, no, oh no, but it's all great. Hey, baby, shots getting popped, the cops shut down the party. Low smoke out of the tree. We've got love for y'all. We got love for y'all.
I'd like to hear someone in your audience respond, if that's possible. Is there anybody on the line? Please call in. Let's talk.
Yeah, you can give us a call, 646-478-4995. You know, that situation is going to change on our next show. We got our other organizations that are starting to come to the station, and we're going to start having more live participants on the air as we're on the air. But, you know, on a Sunday evening with the Redskins playing, it's going to be hard to get people on this line talking about what we're talking about. But we're going to keep it moving because there are some individuals out there that have the same and want to make sure that things keep moving.
Well, I have something that I wrote on my Facebook that I communicate with a few people that have the same problem with the church as I have, because the church is our oldest, most in-depth institution, but it's not in tune with the times.
Right.
You know, like we worship a Christ who don't even look like us. And when I go over on the other side of the tracks, who are also Christians, look like, you know, Jesus is doing fine. But on my side of the tracks, he ain't treating me so good. So I've come to the conclusion I think Jesus is a racist. Now, I know these are harsh words, but reality I have to speak to. I'm not going to kid myself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I wrote on my Facebook, and it goes, since the Lord Jesus, whom we as a people for the most part has accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, who has yet to show any interest at all with all due diligence for our salvation, has yet to show his face in these times of need. This is why we African Americans, a people of color worldwide, should be looking into the period in our history that has been, I believe, systematically falsified, a system that has its roots in the Columbus era that has produced the current system of our Euro-Christian brothers' world domination. The connection between various economic forces, institutionalized trade and control over Africans' lands, labor, and resources on a worldwide scale, is the link that has left us with a legacy of genocidal, institutionalized white supremacy that, if not corrected by the whole human family, we are headed for the end of humanity as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I say that with conviction.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we got to pull ourselves up by our own bootstrap. I mean,
exactly.
Ain't nobody got that for us, and we got to start with the generation that is before us and make sure that this never happens again because it's like, you know, just taking little pieces out of you as people move forward and look at our community and the way that our young kids, I mean, the little 4 and 5 year olds walking around with their pants hanging down around their, now you see them all wearing no shirt. But the sad thing about it is to look at that 4 and 5 year old and then look at the father right there beside him the same way. So they are bringing these kids up to believe that that is how you're supposed to walk, talk, look, and act. And I won't say that I'm being judgmental, but, you know, what you see is what you get.
Well, you have to look at the situation. I mean, we are being programmed by television, radio, newspapers, everything we, you know, if it's on television to these kids, it's true. You know, and what gets my fuse burning is you have these white Africans, Americans, Canadians, and Europeans at all, raping and pillaging our land for their own financial gain to the detriment of our people that live there on this land that God gave us. And at least they could provide these kids with food, clothing, and shelter. But no, they got Ebola, and these kids are starving. They're walking around bony.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
And look like we don't give a damn.
We don't, because is everybody.
And we ain't doing much better.
Right, right. We're doing worse. I mean, at least in a situation that they can't do anything about. We're in a situation that we can do something about, but we won't do anything about it.
Man, you know, I don't know the exact figure, but this is some major billions of dollars. Collectively, we as a people, they say we would be the ninth richest country on the planet if we were to collectively pull our resources together. You know.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm trying to work on, my brother. And let me tell you something. It makes you pull your hair out, you know, because you think the worst situation is that trying to, this should be just plain old elementary type stuff. In order for us to change the situation in our community, we must come together and set up a system in which what
we could confront white supremacy. This is what it is. White supremacy is a global system set up by the Europeans. You know, you got to understand, the Europeans are from a cold country. Ain't nothing up in Europe but cold, C-O-A-L, and cold, C-O-L-D. They come out of there, and you know, they had a harsh condition, and I can understand that, so they had to go through changes to survive. When they finally came out of that cold country, and everywhere they went in the world, they found people of color.
Right.
That was at
right.
peace. But nobody fighting each other. But they seen the resources. So just look at the popes, that staff that he carries, man. With just that, he could go and feed Africa, the kids over there. Because all them diamonds and things on his crown is from Africa and around the world. But yet and still, he has put together a global system. And we have to, I can't wait till we have to deal with the painful fact of this waning influence on African culture.
Right.
But we got to deal with these Euro-Gentile Christianized Negroes, I call them. They got to wake up, man. Because you can't blame the white man. It's, you know, we got computers. This is an education age. Information, with the twist of the mouse, you can know anything you want to know.
Right.
You know, so where did this Jesus come from? It don't even look like Jesus didn't even come. Our history is millions of years older than Jesus coming into history. You know, what did we have before Jesus? We had a history. We had a culture. We had an educational system, the best that the world has ever known. We taught Socrates and Pythagoras and all of these people. They all said so. What we learned in this world, we learned it from the Africans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I'm not. Go ahead.
I said, absolutely. Look, if I'm a little bit distracted, you can go. I was trying to wish my brother a happy birthday today, but don't look like I'm able to get in touch with him, so I'm going to text some information out, but you can keep the conversation going. I'm right here.
Okay. I mean, how many times have I pondered over my own misery? At the thoughts of my words that could cause me bodily harm, in prison, or even of death. But having reconsidered what I'm talking about, I could get in trouble. I mean, we're supposed to have free speech, but so did Tupac. He had free speech, but he's not here because he's talking about the liberation of a people.
Right.
Malcolm X, he had free speech, but he's talking about the liberation of the people. Dr. King, and on and on and on, you know. And I talk the same way. When I had to confront my inner demons, but I have rediscovered the dignity of my black men, humanity. And the relationship with my God. And I speak without fear. Because my people are not going to stand behind me.
For real.
I'm out here on my own. And I just hope that between the two of us we can restart a movement. Whereas that you can do the things you want to do, which is to teach. You have that skill to teach and resurrect some of these kids from these streets. Because these kids,
right.
They don't know no better. the you know, the drug trade, that's the only economy they got.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because the people that they have made a lot of money, like myself, they're not giving nothing back to the black community.
Not at all.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what I was saying.
So we have to look at that.
That's what I was saying earlier, that we as a family have an obligation to reach back. To reach back and to, at least if you're not going to do it for your distant cousin or for your neighbor, you know, at least do it for the individuals that's in your family. When you see someone pulls up in front of their mother's house with a $70,000 Hummer, and the vehicle that they're riding costs more than the mom's house that they're living in, now that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem. I think they got us so strung out in these material things that's what's going to kill us.
You absolutely right. You know, when I was making money, big money, my father told me, he said, Marshall, he said, go buy you a Mercedes Benz, and you won't have to worry about buying no cars no more. And to this day, I'm driving a Mercedes that's 25 years old. I'm getting ready to go put them old tags on there where you can only drive it to Sunday school on Sundays. And give me a little poot about the ride around town.
Right.
But I got a car. It's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about buying no more cars.
Right.
Matter of fact, the museum inquired about it. Could they have it when I pass?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
What do you say? Yeah, 25 years Mercedes.
25, 1989.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I bought it.
Right.
And I didn't buy it new.
Okay.
You know? But it still run like a top.
Yeah, that's my brother. Man, I tell you, and you're a little closer to our partner there in Louisiana. And at some point, you know, I'm hoping that everything goes right tomorrow. I'm meeting with several organizations here in the Richmond area, and we want to start looking at some of this property that the government have sitting around not doing anything. They can open those buildings up and allow us to start training some individuals in these various different programs, and we got quite a few programs. I've got individuals that I have one young lady that's willing to travel from Washington, D.C., actually Baltimore, to Richmond to train individuals in the community free.
Yes, but see, we got to get that happening everywhere. Now, like I said, I'm down here in Texas. I'm working on this reality show. Hopefully, that it's a success where it'll generate enough income where I can put this money back into the community.
I mean, she's willing to take that ride on the weekend to train individuals. Now, I send some dap out to that sister. Because she is really willing, and that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be. The only way that is going to happen. So I'm looking forward to the meeting tomorrow, and hopefully I can get everybody mindset in the right position. And also one of the other things that's going to be discussed, that you can't start a movement if you're not moving.
That makes sense.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
you're not moving, you can't start a movement. Yeah, I understand.
Your on the radio, we go to these meetings, and we have all of these things, and it's just like going to church. You go into that church, you know, and you get that religious and all them things, and as soon as you step out that door, you're right back where you were when you went there.
Exactly.
Still in the nightclub. You can't do a movement like that. There's no reason that these T-shirts should not be selling. No, everyone that's in this movement should be selling at least 5 T-shirts a week. At least 5.
Well, at least you got a boy.
Be some of the things. How can you be in a movement if you're not moving?
Well, people don't want to hear what we're talking about. I'm gonna be frank with you, man. You know, they're still caught up into this religion. And religion is a business that pays the preacher's bills. Ain't nothing in church but a hypocrite. And you ever notice that you can't pick up the Bible and read it from cover to cover and make sense? It jumps all over the place. Therefore, you can take the Bible and go from verse to verse and over this verse and over to this, turn to this chapter verse, and you can make it agree with anything you want it to say.
Well,
that's the reality. That's the reality of the church. It might have got us through slavery, but it ain't making sense for us today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who I learned this from? These kids out here, the ones we talk about with the pants sagging.
Right.
I heard one of them tell the other one we had a cross on there. He said, well, man, what are you doing with that dead on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking out there, what does he mean? He's looking at the guy's cross around his neck, big gold one, too. What are you doing wearing that dead, man?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just wear an electric chair around your neck?
Right.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I sat back and said, oh, well. All these kids ain't stupid, you know. But they are, what's the word, they are in denial of what we have taught them.
Well,
and they are acting out against what we want them to think that, you know, as parents, to believe.
Misguided, don't know where to go, who to turn to. I mean, because there's not enough room for football players. Everybody can't be football players. You can't be basketball players. You can't be rappers. And, you know, and when you got the massive of individuals, that's who they look to as being their way out of this situation. Then
that's
what a whole lot of 40 and 50 year old wannabe rappers still trying.
But you know, there's a lot of kids coming out of college that's doing well.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, you don't hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a granddaughter right here. She's an Aggie. She just graduated from Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had a child that was born 1 pound and 7 ounces. The doctors give up on the baby, but she hung in there. And the family was saying, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to get through school? You might want to drop out if you want to keep this baby. She kept that baby and stayed in school and graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so proud of her.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm crazy about my little grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
Or my great-grandson. Yeah.
Shout out to both of them. I mean, because that is one of the things that a lot of us, you know, don't do. We got a lot of young ladies out here that kind of get set up in that situation, and the guy's gone, and, you know, then they use the system as a means of income, and every year they have another child, and before you know it, and they consider that child as being a raise. So
yeah. You
have generations and generations of individuals that is just using that system to make more money. And then when you don't have any programs out here that lead you to a better way of life. In other words, I'm glad they're still protesting on this $15 minimum wage, and they're absolutely right. Why should McDonald's and the executive for McDonald's, Burger King's, and all these fast food restaurants be sitting back on billions of dollars, when these guys got to hold 2 and 3 jobs in order just to make ends meet? That don't make any kind of sense.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely not.
Well, we're
going to go to another song here. I think you'll like this one. I've been kind of programming music to kind of fit what it is that we're trying to bring to our people. So this one is You Don't Love Me Like I Do. And it is one of the reggae songs that I thought would be kind of nice. And saying that, basically saying to our people, if that we don't love each other and that we need to start thinking more about how we can do things to put more love into our family and into our community and love each other as a black race of people.
Do your thing, baby. Do your thing.
Gotcha.
The white selection without objection. Well, I respect a group. Woman, if you don't love a man, let him know. Man, if you don't love a woman, let you know. I'll break up.
No, no, no.
For real, a big deal.
You don't love me and I know.
Nobody don't have to tell me nothing, I'm plain thing for it. Can't read it like a book, me no cook.
No, no, no. You don't love me, yes I know now.
What do you mean? The minute the show walk it out, Steve McGree. For real.
Cause you left me, baby.
Fuck up and gone, even if I know it.
And I've got no place to go.
Woman, you want to be on my Bible? Me I pray to my God. You think I one night me pray or a two night me pray? Beg Father God does to make this girl stay. It's more than worth to say, but she still go away. Walk from Kingston now me gone to Mobay. Everybody that me see me ask them to pay. Them looking at me face and I know it's what them say.
No, no, no. I'll do anything you say, boy.
Interesting. Woman, get wild.
If you ask me
anything,
baby,
it burn me heart and it left me grieve. When me see up on the road, all of my going safe. And me know the nice loving him I receive. Him I reap the fruits while I me plant the seed. To get back this girl, yeah, it's all me believe. If me don't get this girl, yeah, me not go proceed. Yeah, it's like in life I cannot achieve. Woman, you left me back now and grieve. In a father God I believe. Yeah, me get back and grieve now.
Cause you left me, baby.
Night and day cry.
And I've got no place to go now.
Me nah give up, you know, woman. Woman, woman, you no love me.
No,
I know me
no.
Why?
I'm in love with my own.
Yeah, Daniel Clark Network Radio. We're going to keep it moving. Mr. Sam Cooke, Little Red Rooster.
I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for days. I got a little red rooster. too lazy to crow for days. He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out all you kinfolk, my little red rooster's on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. Send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Danny Clark Network Radio. You can give us a call, 646-478-4995. Marcia, I want to give some recognition to a few individuals that is supporting our effort. One being Mrs. Carr, Carr's Creation Fashion Design there in North Carolina. I mean, we've got designs on the website right now. You can go and purchase Daniel Clark Network Radio. Also, if you are looking for natural hair, which all of us black folks should be doing, if you're looking for natural hair, you want to check out Natural Beauty Salon and Spa right here in Richmond. That's Mrs. Scott over there in Richmond in the White Oak area, and I don't have the phone number right here with me, but you can just pull it up. You know, she's got a great website out there. Our new partner, Mrs. Yvette and her husband, which is Disabled Veterans, and that is the New Vision Outreach Center. Now, they're coming up in here, and they're bringing programs such as EKG, technician, phlebotomist, and several other, you know, medical coding technician. I mean, they're coming, they're bringing this to us. You know, they're bringing these programs to us. Also, I want to send a shout out to Miss Gail Crawford, and I believe her program is, I'm going to pull that up. I believe her program deals with the youth on the IT side as well. And let me just make sure that I have that, the title. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pull that up at some other time, but we're going to have all of that information available on the next show. But she's coming to us by way of training on the IT side, web design, and Mrs. Tia, which is volunteering some training for us. That's the young lady I was telling you about that's going to be traveling from Baltimore to provide her services to the community to help train individuals in the community. Also, Mrs. Dorothy Simmons with the DJ, Foxy Lady DJ Services, also is participating in this. And Brother Marshall, we appreciate you. So we're not going to forget to recognize that you are in here with us, and we're trying to make this thing happen. For anyone that I didn't mention at this time, it is not by design. So with that said, Brother Marshall, what do you think about that little red rooster?
Oh, that's a tune that has always been around, and I've always liked it, these guys, man. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
When he was talking, Sam Cooke, when he was talking about the chickens in the barnyard, they always keep them fighting amongst each other. You know, that kind of gives us some
Story of our life.
Yeah, what we go through in our community. You know, my mom always used to tell me this thing, you know, that you can't see the forest for looking at the tree. And we cannot see what's really happening to us as a race of people because we're so busy looking at all that glitter and gold.
And that pie in the sky. I hate to be what I want to say, but I keep blaming the church, man. It's the preachers who have a captive audience, you know. If you're going to save us, save us.
Right.
You know, don't promise us a pie in the sky and take our money. And when I get out of your nice, beautiful church, I go home to back to my rats and my roaches.
Yeah.
You know. You know, you got to talk to me about salvation. If you ain't talking about salvation, you ain't talking to me. And this is my problem. This is where I'm at. You know, I really appreciate you even allowing me to come on the radio. I'm a pretty good bass player, but I don't have the roots of the English language. You know,
hey.
I talk from the heart, man. And that's my format. You know,
and that's probably why we're where we are now. I mean, this is no format, and this is no game. I mean, like I said several weeks ago, for us to take our time out to come on this show every Sunday, that takes preparation and it takes time. So we must love someone in order for us to consistently do this. We must care about someone in order for us to consistently do this. And most individuals, I mean, you see them making money in every sense of the word. And if the money's not there,
make a good point.
If the money is not there, they're not there. But we're up here, and I ain't made a dime, nor have you, off of being here every Sunday trying to put this message and get this message out to our community and to our people that we have to come together if you want to make a difference, if you want to see a change in your community. If you want to see your young son that's growing up that you love so dearly, and every time he step out of that door, he's threatened either by being gunned down by his own peers, his own race, or some jackhammer police officer out there, an agenda, you know. So until we come together and start making neighborhood. Hey, you will not go into Potomac, Maryland, in that neighborhood with no foolishness. Before you can hit the gate good, the policemen are all over top of you. But But yet in our community, you got everything right. That's going on. We have to start doing the same thing that these other races of people are doing, and that is to building communities where we are respected and that we are in control of the community. We're in control of our kids, their education, their well-being.
Yes.
That's what we do. Their job, that when they complete college, you know, most white kids, when they finish college, they have a job to go to.
Yes.
They have a job
well,
to go to.
It's about us pooling our resources.
Yes.
We don't have nobody but us. Our salvation is not in the church, it's in our hearts.
Yes.
And until we understand that, until
yes.
we understand that, you know, we're the victims of our own destruction.
Uh-huh.
Can't be mad at the white man. You know him.
Right.
That's his custom to beat you down. He ain't going to change.
You're absolutely
We've tried
right.
our best to get along with him, to live with him in peace.
Mm.
It ain't happened. It ain't happened since he come into history in the 14th century.
Uh-huh.
He's falsified everything that he's learned from you. You have
right.
culture. You have civilization all the way back to Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So how come we can't accept our own? Because we've been mentally, we suffer from menticide.
Right.
Post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we can't get around that because the preacher's in the way.
Yeah. But imagine this. Just imagine with all of the individuals that have made it through. The Oprah Winfreys, the Bill Cosbys, the Denzel Washingtons, the Jay-Z's. Just imagine if these individuals' focus was where ours are. Now,
well,
saying,
they have to go through.
Not saying
they have
that
to
they
go through
not,
the thing with the Illuminati. You remember when Prince had the chain? He had sold his soul to the devil. He couldn't even use his own name. Remember that? Michael Jackson did a video and told it, you know. People don't care about you. When you get to a certain point, and it happened to the players,
mm-hmm.
they call you to the side, and they say, if you want to be on the Wheaties box, you sign this document in your blood, and we'll make you all the money you ever thought you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to a guitar player out of the South, back in the 30s, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie out. I suggest everybody look at it. It's called Crossroads.
Right.
I can't think of the musician's name, but he was a famous blues guitarist
mm-hmm.
who made a pact with the devil. And that's what it's about.
Right.
We were over in Europe. And we met this man who was a shipbuilder
mm-hmm.
who couldn't believe that it was a black group that could make the amount of money that the Ohio Players made, Mercury Records. Mercury Records was a independently owned company out of Chicago. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, independent company out of Chicago. We
mm-hmm.
started making hits for Mercury Records. They turned around and moved to New York and got involved in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They became Phonogram Records. Then we kept making hits for them. Then they became Polygram Records.
Right.
Then we, you know, we knew the president of the record company. His name was Erwin Steinberg, but we didn't know this gentleman over in Europe, but he wanted to meet us. So we flew over there to Holland, and we got in this limousine, and we went to this dude's house. I can't even think of his name, but we went to his house, and he had this, you know, first time I ever ate sushi. You know, I'm
right.
from the hood. I don't know nothing about no damn sushi.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting up and I'm chewing and I'm chewing and I'm chewing. And he's telling us, he said, you know, you gentlemen really impressed me. I wanted you to know that you're here because it was a matinee between me and the record company president. And I told this record company president, Mrs. Steinberg, who was Jewish, that I don't believe no black group can make the kind of money he was talking about these guys can make my company. And y'all proved me wrong, so I wanted y'all over here so I could personally shake y'all's hands. And guess what?
What?
That's when we met the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had scheduled a show over there, a network show for all of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't privy to the meeting at that time, but I found out that you know, they wanted us to sign this contract. You know, you make it, now you're at the top of your game. You really want to make history, do so and so and so and be rich and be blah, blah, blah. Then sign your name on this document.
Mm-hmm.
And we refused to do it. And when that happened, everything else fell apart.
Right.
We got
right.
approached by the IRS, and it's all this is documented on the Unsung program. This didn't particularly come out, but I'm going to write a book about it.
Right, right.
But anyway, come to find out that it's all controlled by a few families.
Mm-hmm, the music families.
Yeah.
And that's
but
why...
not only music, but the whole financial institutions.
Yeah. And that's why there's no room for any positive rap, because they keep all of that garbage in our neighborhood and our kids' mind. You know, I truly believe that there is such things as subliminal messages. And if you
absolutely
I used to listen to, I think I was stuck someplace in the military. I was stuck for 2 days. At this airport or something on my way, I forget exactly where, but I remember listening
okay.
to Cheers. It came on so many times that I learned the song.
Okay.
Now, I don't even like the show, but that song, with it came on so many times. You know, with the bartender
okay.
and I forget the names, Woody and Cliff and all these guys, Rebecca. That
okay.
show played so many times that I used to find myself singing the song. That is subliminal. So if you're putting these stuff in these kids' head every day, 100 miles, just pounding and pounding and pounding, and that's all that they're hearing, then what do you get?
Of course. Violent music makes violent kids.
Exactly what we got now. And you know who they're putting it? It's not like they're turning that gun on anybody else other than us. Destruction of your own self, killers of your own race, is basically what
yep.
a lot of this stuff is turning out to be. Because
you
see them, you know, Two Live Crew and when they first started with the self-destruction and, you know, the... individuals did not want them to play that music because they thought that it was against policemen and all this kind of stuff. Then they turn it on us. So now
yeah.
we're killing ourselves 100 miles an hour, killing each other 100 miles an hour. And the death of a black man right now is not worth a $100 pair of tennis shoes. Ain't that sick?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, you are a voice in the dark, man. And I wish you all the success in the world.
Well, brother, you in this dog with me. So we're gonna have to hope and that someone else can, you know, understand what it is that we feel, you know, that we're reacting upon, and that's for the love of our people. You know, that's for the love of our young sisters and brothers that's out there, and we know that if you are in a certain environment, that there is no way, you know, there for yeah. the massive, you know, then you get a couple of that succeed here and there, but there are so few. But for the masses, there should not be any reason in this United States, with all the money that we have contributed to other countries and other people and helping them to be what they need to be, there should be no reason that our community, that our schools is like it is. There is no reason for all the money that this country spends other things for other countries and for other people.
Yeah, but we can't depend on our country.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? We built this sucker, and what has it given us? What appreciation has it shown us?
What
you know,
we got?
Not in there. Yeah.
Kids killing
That's
kids.
That's the problem. Yes. You know?
That's what we got. I mean, this is the reward that we as a black race of people are receiving from this government as the contribution that we made to the government. So if I was able to get back, half of the resources that's been distributed to them through slavery, that would be enough to change the whole situation. We're going to take a break here. Daniel Clark Network Radio. Apparently I've lost my guest, but we're going to let you hear a little more music here as we move forward. 28 minutes to go. Redskins, hey, kick butt today. Dallas, come on, bring it on.
You have reached voicemail box of 9. what I like. One of these mornings to wake up and find your face on the pillow lying right next to mine. I would have bustled the party in the smoking and the rum and buzz my extra wine. I make with seed up a sun. Well, every time I fantasize, me see your lips, me see your eyes. Your trigger finger do something that left the road, girl, hypnotized. For you it's just a thing, just another little thing. But for me this is heaven and the angels that must sing it. Happy six, you already have a wife, and me don't have a man in my life. Oh boy, it is a pity, yeah. I say it is such a pity. You already have a wife, and me have a one man in my life. Oh boy, it is a pity. So walk you off in a public and can't even touch it freely. Hold me up because my check my use so much to respect. From my house to your woman to your kids, believe her, oh boy, my friend, I know me a did it. Who knows, maybe one day the world will be evolved enough. We'll share you in a civilized manner between the two of us. But until then, I would have loved to see you again. Man, no way I have to play it by the stupid tunes of men. And if we never get a chance to get together, go with the times I love ya. I'ma say, to meet around the corner, I'll fight Missy and Lana. You know them, I do what if they get in drama. I'm not starting for sex, no, not by no sex, no. By the way, all your flex really beat my interest, yeah. The you and people see, I know the you and me loving. And the you are there with me, go much deeper than sin. I don't know exactly what it is you're feeling, but I wish it was a permanent thing, yeah.
Warm back, we water pumpy, we cool and deadly. We go dance with the ladies. Them a dance a too funky. Make man a move in a the dance like chunky will. Warm back, we water pumpy, we cool and deadly. We go dance with the ladies. Them a dance a too funky. Gunshot a box. Hyper hype stereo. I'm going to get disaster. Auf dem Tape fressen im Blaster. Singen tun wir sowieso. Vielleicht könnt ihr es daran zwischen Großes und beladen wir die Homies ein. Denn wir sind nicht gern allein. Einer braucht nur sein TV. Wir brauchen die Family. Go! Eisigen Zeiten voll von durchgeknallten Leuten, es ist unser Job, die heißen Hooks und Zeit zu verbreiten. Du bist hart, du willst streiten, kriegst einen Halbsteifen beim Falten. Geh doch in die USA, ein freier Tag, die Bullen reiten. Geh bloß nimmst mich auf den Sack, weil du zu feige bist zu tanzen. Zieh die teure Jacke aus, du Körperknaus, zeig was kannst. Wir rufen gut in jedem Look und flashen und verranzen. Du bei deinem Daddy Miles, schockst die Vorstadt, Pomeranzen, der Früh. Wambach, we water. Pumpy, we cool and deadly. We go dance with the ladies. Them a dance ya too funky. Make man a move in a the dance like chunky will. Warm back we water. Pumpy, we cool and deadly. We go dance with the ladies. Them a dance ya too funky. Don't shut up us. You tell me
what they do. There's not what they say. I know I have to pray to meet a brighter day. Yeah.
Well, them coulda never break me heart, them coulda never change my heart. Them coulda stop the fire when me burn from start. Coulda never break me heart, them coulda never change my heart. Just blaze up the fire, make them scotch. Yo, brainwash education with them mental shock. Intellects of society and new diplomats. Well, all them promote is just coke and crack. On an innocent life, the whole of them a try stop. With your nurses and your docs, your soldiers and your cops, your churches and your synagogues, the whole of them a go flop. Them a wait on the body, them fi put in at the box. A wait on the body, them fi put in at the box. But a emperor Selassie said the arms out fi stop.
Yeah, Danny Clark Network Radio. Apparently we've lost my guest here, Mr. Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players.
We're going to try him back a little later, see if we can make that happen. If not, then we're going to keep it moving as usual. I wanted to send some love out to the young lady, Mrs. Gail Crawford, there. That's with, you can check her website out, madforyuinc.org. Once again, that's MAD, M-A-D, the number 4, the letter Y, U, I-N-C .org. She's got some programs that's being implemented, MADforYou .org, MADforYouInc .org, and we will be in communication, working together to make a difference in the community, because we have to do what? This should say it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Mrs. Lorna. I believe that's either Evans or Crawford, which is my assistant, basically working with me here in the Richmond area and getting some things done so that we can keep this movement moving. Hey, you can give me a call, 646-478-4995. I encourage you to go to our website, DanielClarkNetworkRadio.net, and you will find our Saving Our Children Why Incarcerate Educate t-shirt there. And every time one of our t-shirts sell, a percentage of it goes back into our training program. Also, you can check out the various different training programs that we have there, in which our movement is to raise funds so that we can get some of the individual in our community trained so they can become entrepreneurs. Not so much having to go work for somebody, but with these trades, you can go work for yourself. And that's very good for our ex-offenders, individuals that have had some dealings with our law enforcement. You know, they use you as a commodity. They put you in jail to make money off of you. That's why you have all this racial profiling and discrimination all over the United States. I mean, the rich gets richer, the poor gets poor. They use you to make their dollars. Daniel Clark Network Radio. Hey, we're going to kick a little more music here. Seem to have lost connection with my host. But next week, we're going to be joined by Mr. Brown, which is a gospel artist, and he's going to be telling his story. So you can check it out on Facebook, and I'm going to start getting the information out there, and he's going to be joining us next week. So for all you individuals with those smiling faces, especially the ones that don't tell the truth, this is for you.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof. Three.
Yeah, for all you smiling faces out there in this world today, Daniel Clark Network Radio, smiling faces, don't tell the truth. Hey, don't look at the scene, look behind the scene. Always, Brother Jones, welcome back.
Yes, sir. I owe you an apology. Sometimes I don't think, and I be on this phone yakking, and I don't have it plugged up to make sure that it doesn't cancel on me. I don't remember what I was saying, but I remember talking about Dr. Frances Welsey.
Right.
She is a psychiatrist who, in her research, she found that and this is science, you know, this is verifiable facts. She found that Europeans, by their nature, are genetically recessive. We've always been taught that they were genetically superior. But science has found that Europeans are genetically recessive. And with that, that means that they cannot produce children or people of color, especially black people. So black people are naturally a threat to them because black people are genetically dominant. So they fear that just by us, if we was to make love to white people, in 30 years it wouldn't be none, because you have a white man and a black woman, that baby's going to come out with some color. So that's their problem with us. This is the reason why they send us through all this hell, because they're trying to stay genetically just to exist.
They're trying to save
what
the
they have. This is what is really going on.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Look, my brother, we've got 4 minutes here, and so I want to give you a minute to kind of close things out. We got one other selection here that we're going to move into, and we got a gospel artist that's going to be joining us next week, as well as you should see some difference on this station next week. We're pushing into second gear, so we want to give you 60 seconds to close it out, and then I'm going to do a little thing, and we'll be out of here.
Okay. This is something that I just put together for my Facebook family, and it goes, how many times have I pondered over my own misery at the thought of my words that could cause me bodily harm, in prison, or even death, but having rediscovered the dignity of my black humanity and the relationship with my God, who is the ocean, and I'm only but a drop, that I have sought to wash away the stains that I can speak without weeping, that's all good as I walk to my goal in bold steps, to bow at his sacred feet. And I end that with a picture that says, it's a picture of an obelisk. And anybody don't know what an obelisk is? The Washington Monument is an obelisk. That's the penis that Mary didn't get. And in Africa, it's true. In Africa, these represented the resurrection. You know what I'm saying? The resurrection.
Right.
Think about what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they wrote on these resurrections their history. And on this picture I got, it says, your history cannot be hidden. It is engraved in stone for all eternity.
Right. Cool.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Daniel Clark and Marsha Jones Show, bass player from the Ohio Players. Brother, I appreciate you joining me. And next week we're going to move this thing up a notch and keep it moving. I want to say and give a shout-out to each and every one of the members that's out there that is supporting this effort, hey, go to DanielCloudNetworkRadio.net. Purchase one of those T-shirts, Saving Our Children, Why Incarcerate, Educate. I mean, and really think about that. Why incarcerate, educate, when these are real humans? These are people with hearts and souls and minds that we're killing out here in this street by racial profile and discrimination and all the things that you're putting on top of our chest. We as black men have to stand up. We have to stand up and fight that battle for our youth, for our nieces, for our nephews, for our cousins, our mothers and our fathers, for our heritage. I wonder how my mother feel if she looked down on us and see the that we are living in now. So we're going to take this out, Brother Jones, with some African drums here. My brother.
Thanks for giving me your voice.
Peace, my brother.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Peace.
Daniel Clark Network Radio. Good night.